I'm jumping straight into it. Lego! I'm watching YouTube in the NBA Summer League. And I'm watching John Wall clips because John Wall's been my boy since the first game he played with Kentucky. And not to hate on John Wall at all, but as soon as the game starts, it was a couple days ago, July 15th, I believe, they were playing the Dallas Mavericks. As soon as the game starts, he just gets picked apart the whole game. And you would think it would be by some veteran that's been in the NBA, that's still trying to get on the team, that's working in the summer league, trying to get on the team, or somebody that's been in college for 2 or 3 years and just wasn't a high draft pick. No, to my surprise, it was a guy named Jeremy Lin, an Asian guy who I didn't even know was. And this dude was schooling. I mean, schooling. Crossing John Wall up, left-hand layups, right-hand layups, behind the back passes. This dude was going crazy, going in John Wall the whole game. And anybody with any basketball IQ would be like, wow. I don't even know if Jeremy Lin was picked up. I do know he played for Harvard. Yes, Ivy League Harvard. Not only is this guy killing the number one draft pick, but this dude is coming in from Harvard. And he's just destroying the number one draft pick. It's sad to say, but these scouters they suck. There's no other way to say it. They fucking suck. Because there's no fucking way in the world that Jeremy Lin. Matter of fact, I know people are probably going to be like, what the fuck? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put the video right underneath this podcast. Right, I'm just going to put the video so you can watch yourself and you can see John Wall get destroyed. Now, John Wall is a motherfucking beast. Don't get me wrong. This nigga's a fucking beast. But Jeremy Lin fucking destroyed this nigga. Like, the best way I can describe this is when Allen Iverson crossed the fuck out of Michael Jordan. You just sitting there and be like, wow, what the fuck? Even the announcers had to stop what they were saying every time this nigga got the ball because they was just watching. This nigga stole the ball in the fast break and just straight jammed the ball. I'm like, what the fuck? And the number one draft pick can't stop this nigga? Are you fucking serious? You pay all these people. That's what I think is wrong with the sports nowadays. That they invest so much money on athletes, they don't even know what's going to be proven. I think it should be a waiver in their clause. So that if you don't produce, I ain't got to pay your ass. Because it's really not fair on the teams. Yes, teams make $100-something million. So don't get me wrong. Millions and millions of dollars. Every fucking season. But I don't want to get a Jamarcus Russell. You know? I don't want to get a Demilicic, or Demilicic, whatever his name is. I don't want to get one of those motherfuckers on my team. But this motherfucker is my sleeper. I'm on this nigga. Like, no homo, I'm on this nigga. This dude's going to be my nigga, right? I'm riding with this nigga. And it'd be very foolish of the Mavericks to let this dude go. Especially with Jason Kidd being old as he is. Like, there's no way in hell they're going to let this guy go. This dude is just beasting on the court. And that's, you really don't even have to say, oh, okay, he hasn't proven himself. This nigga just destroyed the number one draft pick. If anything, that's the only game you need. And it's sad to say that, I don't know, I really honestly believe that they need, the athletes today, they might need to take it to another year. So it'll be 2 years. Instead of one and coming straight out of NBA, because I thought John Wall was ready, but after seeing that clip, if another guy come out of college is doing this to you, imagine what Steve Nash is going to do to him. Just imagine. Like, I like John Wall and everything, but I don't. At this point, I don't even know if he can hang. We will see. Some people say everybody has their games, but I hope this was just one of his games. But Jeremy Lin, look out for this dude. Look, I'm saying it now. Look, all-star. 2 years. All-star. Look out for him. And I'm gone.